Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall and I am your host, and appreciate you coming back for another show. And today is part two of the seven causes of cravings. Listen in. We're going to talk about the number two cause of the seven causes of cravings, those sugary, carby, salty, crunchy cravings. Now, if you're really struggling with these sugar and carb cravings, you might want to think about unbalanced blood sugars. I am going to talk a little bit of science. We're going to keep it high level, but by the end, you'll be able to see the connection between your cravings and your blood sugar. Glucose is really just fuel for the body. It is the primary sugar in the bloodstream, and our brain prefers either sugar or fat. And depending on how much carbohydrates you eat regularly will be dependent on if you're fueling off of the fats, like following a strict ketogenic diet, or if you're fueling off of the sugars. So if you're following a strict ketogenic where it's less than 20 grams of carbohydrates, you're going to be fat adapted and your fuel will be fat. But for most people, we don't follow that strict of a diet for carbohydrates, and our primary fuel source will be glucose. So protein is not the preferred fuel source. And actually, your body has the ability, if you consume too much protein, it will convert it to sugar. And it has the ability to take our muscles and convert it into sugar. Again, your brain is very intuitive. It needs a constant fuel supply for us to be alive. And without that fuel source of either sugar or fat being the fuel source, it can break all of our body parts down so that it can continue the fuel, or you would end up dying if you didn't have enough supply. So how does it do this? It has checks and balances to make all this work. We eat carbohydrates, and it turns it into sugar, which then gets turned into energy. And it does it by these three hormones. When we eat a meal, our blood sugar naturally rises. And within an hour and a half, 2 hours, that blood sugar should be back under control if you are consuming appropriate foods. So, and that is because of insulin. So our pancreas secretes insulin when it recognizes that there is sugar in the blood. And insulin's job is to take sugar out of the bloodstream and shove it into the cells. So it's the director for sugar. So think of insulin as the director of the cruise ship, and it's going to guide you to your room. Well, that's what it's doing. Insulin does to sugar. It takes insulin to the cells or their rooms. Then your body determines, hey, do we need this energy right now, or should we store it in the liver, the muscles, or do we have an abundance and just save it away for later in our fat cells? The next hormone is glucagon, and this kicks in when the blood sugars start dropping. Remember, our brain needs constant fuel, so it knows when those levels are declining in the bloodstream because it's tightly regulated in the blood. Glucagon tells your body, hey, stop storing. We need some of this energy right now. So glucagon is a positive in the aspect that it's telling your body, hey, let's start burning some of these sources of sugar so that I have fuel. So the last hormone is cortisol. This is also our stress hormone. And like we talked in the first video, our adrenals are responsible for manufacturing cortisol, and it's there to help support us during stressful events. Now, it's also responsible when that blood sugar starts dropping too low, it's responsible for boosting it back up so that it can have an adequate supply in the bloodstream. The problem lies in when you are chronically stressed. So if you have been under a lot of stress for a long period of time, your body will have a difficult time keeping up with that demand and having adequate supply of cortisol that can do its job to boost the blood sugar. Another issue is when people have experienced trauma in their life, they find that a lot of those people have naturally low cortisol levels. So they struggle with these types of symptoms, the shakiness, the cravings, the brain fog, their weight is going up, they're tired and lightheaded, all those symptoms that we do kind of notice with low blood sugars. You'll have more of those because their body cannot keep up because of this cortisol level not being adequate. So the brain knows it needs to keep a fuel supply, so it has to kick in these things whenever needed. And when something's not working, you're going to have these symptoms as a consequence. So when the blood sugars drop, cravings will increase, because your brain needs that fuel. So it's going to make you crave those things to get that boost in the bloodstream. Study done in 2013 in diabetes medicine increased carb cravings with poorly controlled type 2 diabetes, which we all understand leads to poor glucose control. So when you are craving more carbs, your blood sugar is going to maintain at a higher level. So it's kind of a vicious cycle that you get yourself into. And I know many weight loss surgery patients do have type 2 diabetes. And once you're diabetic, you are always a diabetic. It's just whether it's managed or not managed. So if you are really struggling with those sugar and carb cravings, you might want to think about unbalanced blood sugars. So I hope that has helped, and stay tuned for video 3.